For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. We continue our conversation with the chancellors of the different campuses across the ASU system, and today we talk to ASU Mountain Home Chancellor Dr. Robin Myers. I asked him what he plans to focus on in the upcoming academic year.
Jonathan, you know, we've had a lot of really positive things going on. Our nursing program just continues to grow and expand its technology. We've been fortunate to add another simulation mannequin into that rotation. Now we have one of the finest simulation centers in the state with two really high fidelity mannequins and three other mannequins that are available to students in a very structured environment. We've really evolved that program, made that available to all of our allied health students, not just nursing, but also our paramedic program is using it. And that's been a great addition on our campus and is really helping us move things forward. Our technical programs continue to thrive and provide great education for students who are seeking employment in our industries and commercial activities here in the area, and things are going very well. We've got a good number of students who continue to work on their general education program and transfer to other universities in the state, primarily ASU Jonesboro. We have a great number of courses and programs on our campus from ASU Jonesboro, and our physical therapy assistant program is now in its second year here that's being delivered by ASU Jonesboro on the ASU Mountain Home campus. Great academic things going on our campus.
And what's fantastic about that is that you'll get them immediately into the workforce, and that's an area that definitely you start going in there and you're hitting the ground running and really making real impacts, health impacts in that region.
Absolutely. It works both for our employers and for these students because it does give them that avenue into the employment world and having good jobs, good paying jobs. And also our employers are desperately looking always for great people, and having these programs match those up is a wonderful way to help our economy continue to grow here.
How many students do you all serve?
We serve between 1,350 and 1,400 every semester, Jonathan. You know, it varies, but we've been in that range for the last 3 years and continue to look forward to next year. I believe we will be above 1,400 as we enroll for the fall.
Right. And so when you take a look at the fall, actually the next academic year, fall and spring, what does that kind of look like? What do you see coming up over the next academic year?
We're looking at some additional programs. It'll be more of the same in many respects. You know, many of our programs are mature programs and doing the things they're supposed to do. But we are looking at a surgical technology program to supply more staff for our hospital. We're also looking at an expansion into cybersecurity. So those will be new things on the horizon. We're also developing a great 2+2 program with ASU Jonesboro Art Department, and we'll have more art courses available to our students in the coming year and future years that will enable them to begin their art education here in Mountain Home and then be able to transfer to Jonesboro with that program. So we're looking at some great things on the horizon for us in the near future.
You know, it seems like that the articulation agreements and all those things that are taking place that kind of go between ASU Mountain Home and ASU Jonesboro, really, it's almost kind of like the sky's the limit by way of what can happen, because it's very easily transferable. Students can get those degree credits and then continue to go to Jonesboro, and it just seems like it's a win-win.
It is. It's an absolutely natural progression for them. It's a great way for students to be able to stay home for a year or two and get their base established here in Mountain Home, and then when they need to move on to Jonesboro, and they can either do that here on our campus, or sometimes they do have to actually physically move to Jonesboro, but it's a great partnership. We have great working relationships with all the folks in Jonesboro, and we just continue to look for new and better ways to expand those and increase the availability of that access for our students here in this region.
So tell us about the region. I know a lot of people hear about Mountain Home, and that kind of remind us about kind of the areas that you all are reaching into by way of what your students are doing and how they're helping not only Mountain Home, but the surrounding region there in that part of Arkansas.
Well, you know, obviously Mountain Home, this whole Twin Lakes area is a beautiful, beautiful part of Arkansas. You know, very scenic, wonderful rivers, beautiful lakes here, the Bull Shoals Lake and Norfolk Lake, as well as the White River, renowned trout fishing river. But it's, you know, not only a beautiful place, but a very friendly atmosphere here. People are very cordial. You know, this is a place where most people living here have actually been somewhere else and have moved to this region. You know, have come to this region because of its beauty, because of the nature that's here, the retirement opportunities here. But we do have some very progressive industries that make products that are sold not just in the United States but all over the world. It's a great manufacturing hub, and so there are a lot of great jobs and a lot of great opportunities for people in this region.
Fantastic. One thing I was really excited about when I heard about, by the way, this is Dr. Robin Myers, who's a chancellor of Arkansas State University Mountain Home, joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. One thing I was really excited about, you all have a mascot, I believe. Can we talk about that, please?
Well, we're in the throes of actually rolling that out, Jonathan, and the mascot still does not have a name yet, but has not made their first appearance out in the public. But we've always been the trailblazers, and in recent months we've had a committee working very diligently for really the last 7 months, meeting on a monthly basis and discussing the transition to actually a mascot, an identity for the Trailblazer. And they did decide to keep the Trailblazer name, and we've identified the owl as our mascot, and that owl will be out in the public at some point, and you'll be able to see it. Obviously on the radio it's hard to describe, but I think the committee's done a wonderful job. The designers have done a fantastic job with the owl, and it's very representative of our area. Obviously there are a number of owls who are native to this region, and it's just something that ties back the region, ties the identity to the Trailblazer, and obviously the owl is akin to knowledge and the search for knowledge and wisdom. So we think it's a very appropriate mascot for our school, and I think you'll be very impressed with the artwork once you see it.
Yeah, that rollout will be coming out here pretty soon, I know the process for that's been going on for quite some time, but really exciting to see how that identification for ASU Mountain Home.
Absolutely. We, as I say, we've always been the Trailblazers, but there was never actually a identification, a moniker of what that Trailblazer represented. So we are still the Trailblazers, but the owl is our mascot. And there will be a naming process in the fall when our students return, and we'll have a process with students involved to help identify a name for the owl. And obviously that will be rolled out at that point.
And that's Dr. Robin Myers, who's a chancellor of ASU Mountain Home. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.